As I was praying the other day, these words came into my heart. Take your place. Take your place. And so you could go a lot of different directions with that. It might turn into a series. You know, take your place, take your seat as heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. Take your seat of authority. Take your seat of dominion. How important is that we do that? It is very, very vital. Then another sermon could be, take your place at the table. Psalms 23. Amen? He's prepared a table for you, right in the presence of our enemies. Oh, glory to God. And at that table, He anoints our head with oil. And what happens is our cup starts running over. Take your place. Take your place. And then in light of what Brenda shared about the vision, how about this? Taking your place in the local church. We could say it this way. Taking your place in the grace that God has deposited on the inside of you. Amen? That's a whole other message right there. And then as the head of the home, husbands, how about this? Take your place. Take your place. As a husband in the local in your home, amen? Amen. But what I really had strong in my spirit, and you're believing with me today, right? Yes. My voice is strong. I'm calling it strong. Amen. Amen. How many of you are strong today? Amen. So what I have in my spirit is this: taking your place in the secret place. In Psalms 91, verse 1, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. Oh, the secret place. Of course, under the Old Covenant, only the priests and a select few could enter in to the Holy of Holies, which was known as the secret place back then, on the Day of Atonement. And what they would do is they go and offer up an offering for the sins of the people for a year. Aren't you glad you're not under the Old Covenant? Thank God for the priests of the Old Covenant, but you know what? You're a priest. You're a child of God. And you are a priest unto Him. And Jesus made a way. In the book of Hebrews, it says this. Hebrews 10 says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter in the holiest by what? By the blood of Jesus. And so the blood of Jesus gives you access. The blood of Jesus gives you entrance into that secret place. How many of you have been washed in the blood? Glory to God. We've been washed in the blood. Now notice with me in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 12, it says, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood, He entered in once. And what did He do when He entered in once? Having obtained eternal redemption for each and every one of us. Amen. So this Hebrew word for dwell in Psalms 91, basically means this. It means to sit. It means to remain. It means to abide. And I like this definition, just live there. Living in the secret place. You know, many people visit the secret place, but they don't live there. Some do. And it is my prayer that I grow in this. And that each and every one of us grow in a consciousness of this secret place, oh, where there's so much things, many things that God's got for us. In John chapter 15 and verse 14, and I'm going to have you read it, if you would. Ready, read. 1, 2, 3. Pretty good. So abiding in him, abiding in the vine, what does it lead to? It leads to fruitfulness. Yes. There is a place for you in the secret place. Yes. Take your place in the secret place. For no one can take your place for you. It is an open invitation. And I sense the Spirit of the Lord encouraging each and every one of us to come on up. Come on up higher. Come on in. I've got some things to say to you. I've got some wisdom to deposit to you. I've got some things I want to impart to you. I've got some things that I want to show you. And you will not be able to get there until you come into the secret place. Three things today. The secret place is a place of intimacy. It is a place of protection. And it is a place of revelation. Let's talk about the intimacy. Now, how do we get there? How do we get there? Well, how did you all get to church today? You got in your car. You got in your vehicle. And your vehicle transported you from where you live to 24800 Hesperian Boulevard, the revival capital of the world. Amen. You might have taken a bus, whatever the case may be. You got in a vehicle, just as physical vehicles take us from one place to another. There are spiritual vehicles that move us into deeper intimacy with God and help us to access the secret place. Some of these vehicles are prayer, worship, and abiding in the Word of God. They take us in. They transport us in to that secret place. Prayer is fellowshipping with your Father. Jesus said, pray this, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. This speaks to us of intimacy, of a one-on-one relationship with God who is a spirit. My Father. Paul had this revelation. He said, I bow my knees unto the Father of my Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes when I come into the secret place, I'll just behold him and worship him and say things like this. My Father, Abba, Daddy, Daddy, you are my strength. You are my light. You are my salvation. You are my wisdom. You are my righteousness. You are my healer. Glory to God. You are my abundant provider. And you can do the same thing. You see, this is not woo, woo, woo. This is not out there in some far out way. No, you're welcome. Come on in. Come on up. Fellowship with him. Love him. Behold him. Woo, glory to God. I've already preached myself happy. See, it's talking to God. Not just asking for things. But it's fellowshipping with the Father. Prayer brings us into the secret place. Listen to this. Where we seek his face, not just what's in his hands. Amen. Now you ready to read again? Okay, read Psalm 27, verse 4 and 5. Now, take a deep breath, everyone. All right, ready, read. That will I seek, inquire for, and insistently require, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, in his presence, all the days of my life. The sweet attractiveness and the delightful loveliness of the Lord, and to meditate and to consider and inquire in his temple. Woo, glory. Next verse, verse 5. Let's read it together. For in the day of trouble, he will hide me in his shelter. In the secret place of his tent will he hide me. He will set me upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies. Now, the Message translation, this is really, really good. I think you'll like it, so let's read this together. Man, you guys are doing great today. Verse 4 and verse 5. Ready, read. I am asking God for one thing. Only one thing. To live with Him in His house my whole life long. I contemplate His beauty. I will study at His feet. Verse 5. That's the only quiet, secure place in a noisy world. The perfect getaway far from the buzz of traffic. See, our soul gets a lot of traffic going on. A lot of distractions in our soul. But I like what he says. This is the perfect getaway. Now, I've been to a lot of places in the world. Brenda and I have preached in several nations throughout our time here on earth. I've been to some beautiful places where we can just kind of have solitude and just enjoy one another. But you know what? There's no getaway like the secret place. And the secret place does not require you to travel 14 hours on a jet. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, the perfect getaway is waiting for you. Now, when we're in the secret place, sometimes it's good to be still. To be still. A good friend of mine said this. I asked him, well, how do you worship? How do you meditate? He said, I just behold Him. Now, notice with me in Psalm 46, verse 10, it says this. Let me... and be still. How many of you know there are some things in our lives that we need to just let be? Another way we could say it, there's some things in our life we just need to let go. So let be and be still. And know and recognize and understand that I am God. We are not God. He is God. Let us not try to be God. But let God be God. So let go and be still. Glory to God. So busyness then keep us from the secret place. We must cultivate stillness before the Lord. Again, that's the only quiet place. That's the only secure place. In a noisy, crazy world. Aren't you glad you're not of this world? Well, when you came out of darkness, you came on into the family of God, into the kingdom of God, where there is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So what do you say? In these days in which we live, let's step out of the traffic. You know, Jesus addressed this. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6, he said this. But when you pray... enter into thy closet. Everyone needs a place where they can go to pray. It may be your bedroom. It may be your literal closet. It may be your automobile. How many know sometimes you got to get out of the house and get in the car so you can pray? Especially when you got a lot of relatives around. So Jesus spoke about this intimacy. He said, but when you pray, enter into thy closet. And when you have shut thy door, shut out the traffic. Pray to your dad, your father, which is in secret. And your father, which is in secret, what will he do? He will reward you openly. Now, how many of you in this house today enjoy getting rewards? Well, there is a reward like none other. And it's in the secret place. So take your place in the secret place. And you will be glad that you did. Amen. He will make you so glad. So prayer is a vehicle. Worship is a vehicle, is it not? I'd like to be able to come to a church like this where we can worship God. Amen. Let it be. Let it be Jesus. Did you sense the service just go on up higher and higher when we were singing about Jesus? Amen. Glory to God. So worship is a vehicle. It takes you in. Get yourself some anointed music. Play it in your home. Get it on your phone. Get it in your car. Listen and worship the Lord. For it is a vehicle that will transport you from where you are in the natural into this supernatural secret place of the Most High. The psalmist said, enter his gates with grumbling and complaining. No, no, no. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Here's what worship does. Worship shifts our focus from the natural into his divine presence. True worship is transportation. It's transportation into the presence of God where intimacy can be cultivated. Folks, we need this. And we don't need this just in church. Yes, we should have times where we wait on God. Yes, we should have times where the presence of the Lord is so strong that it envelops us. It comes upon us. It is among us. Yes, yes, yes. But we do not have to wait to come to the revival capital of the world. Sorry, Barry. To worship God. You can worship God right where you are. Oh, come on, lift your hands up and let's thank Him right now. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. You see, God is a spirit. And you are a spirit. Created in the image and likeness of God. And He said this, they that worship Him. We got any worshipers in the house? They that worship Him must. He didn't say it's a good idea. He said they must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Glory to God. So prayer is a vehicle. Worship is a vehicle. And I'll tell you another one, a big one, is just abiding in His Word. You know, we all read this together where He said, dwell in me and I will dwell in you. You see, one way to dwell in Him is to dwell in His Word. To live in His Word and let His Word live in you. For the Word of God is not dead. The Word of God is alive. The Word of God is powerful. And as you abide in Him and His words abide in you, glory to God, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Live in His Word. Abide in His Word. Sometimes I'll just take my phone and I'll put YouVersion on. And I'll just listen to the whole book of Ephesians while I'm getting ready. And I hear things and I'm abiding in Him. Even as I'm going my way, I'm listening to the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord is in the Word of the Lord. And when you get the Word of the Lord in you, glory to God, you're hearing His voice. I said, you're hearing His voice. A lot of people get kind of pseudo-spiritual about hearing voices. You better be careful about that. You better monitor what voices you let come into your mind. Oh, but there's one sure voice. I said there's one sure voice. It is the voice of faith. It is the voice of victory. It is the voice of the living, eternal Word of God. So abide in His Word. Spend time fellowshipping with Him. Worship Him as a way of life. Live in the secret place. Meditating on Scripture opens up our understanding and draws us closer to Him. Reading and meditating and speaking the Word deepens our connection to the presence of God. Number one, this secret place is a place of intimacy. Number two, this secret place is a place of divine protection. Remind you again, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I looked up another scripture. That word shadow there means shelter. He is our refuge. He covers us. Amen. A shelter has to do with a covering. I wonder, do we need God's covering? Do we ever? Somebody says, well, Pastor Mark, I've got an alarm system. Well, great, so do I. I have the safest car you can buy. Wonderful. Good. I've got several insurance policies. Those things are all good. But we are not to put our confidence and our trust in those things. I'm telling you, if you will live in the secret place of the Most High, you may get to a place where you do not need the insurance. Now, I'm not telling you throw it away. No, 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 no. But oh, thank God, there's a covering, there's a shelter, there's a caring, there's a loving by your Heavenly Father. His eyes are running to and fro throughout the whole earth, and He sees you in your situation, and He's got you. He's got you covered. He is El Shaddai, the Most High God. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just know this, that He's got you covered. Under His wings. Hallelujah. He's over us. That means the enemy cannot get through God to get to you. He cannot touch us when we live under the shadow of the Almighty. Brenda quoted it, "The wicked one touches us not." Amen? Glory to God. And so the secret place then is your safe place. So take your place. Everyone say, I'm taking my place in the secret place. Now as you do this, notice what happens. Notice these verses in verses 8 through 11. Verses 8 through 11. You guys are reading so good today. Will you help a preacher out today? Let's read verses 8 through 11. Only a spectator shall you be, yourself inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High, as you witness the reward of the wicked. Verse 9. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, and the Most High your dwelling place. Verse 10. There shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent. Verse 11, why? For He will give His angels a special charge over you to accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways of obedience and service. You know what? I receive that. He defends us. He keeps us. He preserves us. Now notice this. In all of our ways, but the caveat is of obedience and service. This is the psalm of the sustained. The psalm of the sustained. And if we want to be sustained, how many of you want to be sustained? If we want to run our full race and finish our course, we cannot be living any way we want to live. We can't just be doing our own thing. Yeah, but what about the song, "It's Your Thing, Do What You Want to Do"? That didn't come from God. Some of you are singing that right now. No, it is not your thing. Amen. The thing is, you are His, and He is yours, and you are bought with a price. You are not your own. We are not to go around doing our own thing. We are to do the God things by living in obedience. But not just living in obedience, but also living in service. We are not here to sit. We are here to serve. We have been saved. Think about what God's brought you through. Think about all that God has done for you. Woo! Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord is doing. Look what the Lord will do. I cannot just sit. I must serve. I must honor Him who shed His blood for me. I must roll up my sleeves and get busy in the kingdom of God and serve Him with gladness and serve Him with all of my might. If you want to be kept, if you want to be sustained, be an obedient son of God. And serve God with all of your might. If you desire to be sustained, dwell in the secret place. If you desire to be sustained, take your place. Not occasionally, but live with the consciousness of His presence. And it's not difficult. Now I realize and understand, sometimes you got to start out by faith. Because when you wake up in the morning, it's not every morning that you feel the presence of God. That's why we must take the time to cultivate this and practice this and practice the presence of God. In the morning, stir yourself up. Start saying, thank God, His presence envelops me. Amen. So this is a place of intimacy. This is a place of protection. This is a place where He gives His angels charge over you. To keep you in all of your ways. Amen. About a week and a half ago, I was on my way to Louisiana. And I had to fly through Dallas. And we got outside of Dallas. And they said, there's 70 miles an hour winds out there. We can't land in Dallas. So I'm thinking, count it all joy, bro. Amen. How many of you know it's better to be safe than stupid? And so they said, we're running out of fuel. I said, count it all joy, boy. We're running out of fuel. So we've got to divert to Tulsa. Tulsa is just about 200 miles from Dallas, if that. So they diverted us to Tulsa, stayed on the jet for 6 hours before we could take off again. Count it all joy, boy. I made some good friends on that jet. And then, around 8 o'clock, they said, okay, they've cleared us to take off and to fly to Dallas. So we took off, but the winds were still close to 50 miles an hour. And the jet was like this. And I wasn't hiding under my seat. In my soul and in my mind, I was saying things like, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against me is going to prosper. He's given His angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. I am going to go to the other side. And maybe some of you are experiencing turbulence in your life right now. Do not fear. Do not fret. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Let Jesus lift you. Let Jesus take you through the tough times. Let Him take you through the turbulent times so you can come to a safe landing place. Amen. Don't quit just because things get tough. Don't back off. Don't back down. You are the sustained. You are the apple of His eye. You are important to Him. And it's important to Him for each and every one of us in this auditorium to find and fulfill and to finish our course. Now there's going to be some things on the course that we'd rather not go through. Anybody been there? But the truth is this, there are some things that you will go through. Now some things He will deliver you completely out of so that you don't have to go through it. How many of you ever experienced that? But then there are a lot of other cases where you just go through it. How many of you experienced that? Amen. So don't be afraid just because you're going through something. We serve a faithful God. We serve a God that sees the end from the beginning. We serve a God that will take you to the other side. Amen. So just keep dwelling. Keep taking your place in the secret place. Not just during a time of crisis. Well, certainly that'll work. And certainly you can do that. But God is calling us all to live there. Number three, and in closing, I think. Everyone say this with me, I'm dwelling. I'm taking my place in the secret place. Hallelujah. It's a place of intimacy. That's a vehicle. It's a place of worship. That's a vehicle. And the third thing I got is this. As you take your place in the secret place, it becomes a place of impartation and revelation and strength. Say it with me. Impartation and revelation and strength. Jesus prayed, give us this day our what? We need daily bread. We need daily wisdom. We need daily strength. Fresh revelation. Fresh revelation. And spiritual strength. Jeremiah said it like this. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. He said, call unto me. And if I'm in a good mood, I might just answer you. Call unto me, and if you've been a good boy, a good girl, I might answer you. No, he said, call unto me, and I'm going to answer you. And not only will I answer you, but I will show you great. Great in what? Is God a great God? Do you know he's got great things for you? He's got great things in store for you. I will show you great. And I will show you mighty things. Now pay particular attention to that. Things, plural. God has a plurality of revelation he wants to give you. God has got a plurality, a multitude of strength for you. So that you can go from strength to strength. Aha. Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost a minute. Glory to God. Ha 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 ha. Great and mighty things. Great things in store. Yea, I'm knocking on the door. Aha. Answer, answer, answer the door. And open your heart wide. Let me in. Yeah? Let me in. And I will sup with you. And I will talk with you. And I will reveal those things to you that you've had questions about. Amen? So don't stay away. Come on up higher into the secret place. For it is in that place that you'll get revelation. It is in that place that you will gain wisdom. It is in that place that you will gain strength. Glory to God. So what is this saying? This is saying this, that God speaks to those who draw near to him. What did he say over in James 4, 7? Can anyone quote that? He draw what? Draw near to God. And what will he do? He will draw near to you. Notice with me it doesn't say he will draw near to you and then draw near to God. Our responsibility is to draw near to God. That's our part. His part is he will draw near to us. Amen. The secret place. Everyone say that. The secret place. So the secret place is a place where visions are birthed. It's a place where ideas come from. It is a place of insight. It is a place of concept. For some, it is a place where ideas come to the degree that God downloads a business plan and will enable them and cause them to become multimillionaires. And as they do, it will advance the cause of Christ. But not only is the secret place a place where visions are birthed, the secret place is a place where visions are clarified. 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 Where things that have been foggy, for things that have not been clear, it is a place where vision becomes clear and you get clarity. How many of you can use some clarity? I'm going to raise both hands. Clarity. Visions are birthed there. Visions are clarified there. And visions are dusted off there. What does that mean? That means you've had a vision. You've kind of lost your vision. And God says, come on in. Come on up higher. Come on into the secret. I've not changed my mind. For the gifts and the callings of God, I don't change. The secret place is where visions are birthed, where visions are clarified. Not like this, where faith is strengthened. Thank you, Lord. How many of you know that faith comes by what?
Hearing.
Hearing. And what?
Hearing.
Hearing by the Word of God. Interesting. We have no basis for faith without hearing from Him. A lot of people have thought that they've heard from Him, but really have not. If you go into the Word of God, and the Word of God says this to you, you can have faith for it. That's your basis. But also, additionally, in the secret place is a place where you can hear. It's a place where you can hear. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, the written Word, but it also comes by hearing what the Holy Ghost is saying to you. And in that place of secret, He'll be able to speak to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say of me, there's answers in the secret place. There's refreshing in the secret place. Oh, come on, lift up your hands right now. Come on, let's go there. We receive fresh oil today. We receive a refreshing from the Spirit of God. Yes, be refreshed. Be refreshed. Be refreshed. There's answers in the secret place. There's refreshing in the secret place. There's impartation in the secret place. There's wisdom to be discovered in the secret place. And then lastly, Psalms 25 and verse 14. Let's read it together. Psalm 25, verse 14 in the Amplified. Ready, read. The secret of the sweet, satisfying companionship of the Lord have they who fear, revere, and worship Him. And He will show him His covenant and reveal to them its deep inner meaning. There are things about the blood covenant that we've just barely scratched the surface in. But in that secret place, there's an unveiling. There's a showing. There's a revelation of your covenant rights in Him to the deep inner meaning of it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
My final thought is this. Your place in the secret place is reserved for you. Amen?
Amen.
But only you can choose to take it. So don't settle for the occasional encounters when God is inviting you to dwell with Him continually. Amen. Let's stand up on our feet. Amen?
Amen?
I just want to thank God that my voice was strong enough to preach this.
Amen.
I give you all the glory. I thank you for strength. But most of all, I thank God for the anointing, because I believe God spoke to us today.
Amen.
And I believe God challenged us today. Brenda preached last week on spring forward. This week we're talking about taking your place in the secret place. It all has to do with moving on up and moving on in and moving forward in the things of God. Amen. Amen. Raise your hands up and let's thank Him for His word today. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me. Bless His holy name. Glory to God. Say with me, I bless the Lord. O my soul, and all that is within me, I bless your holy name.
Holy name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Place a hand over your heart and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
Starting now.
Starting now.
At 11:26 a.m.
At 11:26 a.m.
I take my place.
I take my place.
In the secret place.
In the secret place.
Hallelujah. Honey, go ahead.
Hallelujah. Some of you may know this old song, and I'm not going to sing it, but I want to tell you the words. Shut in with God.
Shut in.
In the secret place. There in His presence,
yeah.
Beholding His face,
yeah.
Gaining new power to run in the race.
Yes.
How I long to be shut in with God. What came up in my heart, the words to that song, but what came up is that some of you have become weary in well-doing. You think you're doing your best. You're trying to obey God. You're trying to run your race. But you have forgot that not do it in your own strength.
Yeah.
You've gotten weary because you're trying to press through, do what you know to do in your family, in serving the Lord. You're just pressing through, but you're powering through in your own ability.
Yeah.
So the words to that song, gaining new strength.
To run in the race.
How I long to be shut in with God.
To be shut
in. So today the challenge again, come into that secret place. And don't be weary in well doing.
Yeah.
You doing what you know is right. But you're trying to do it in your own ability and your own might. So today, just lift up your hands and say, Lord, I receive.
Lord, I receive.
That impartation.
That impartation.
Of your strength.
Of your strength.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I can do all things.
I can do all things.
Through you.
Through you.
Who infuses.
Who infuses.
Strength into me.
Strength into me.
In the name of Jesus.
I believe.
Amen.
I believe.
I believe it, Lord.
I receive. Ha ha.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Let's pray a little bit.
Shut in with you, Lord. Here we are.
Don't let anything keep you out. Don't let past failures keep you out. No. Thank God for the blood.
Thank
God for the blood to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus.